Hello, and welcome to the Conspiracy Podcast.
Yes, indeed.
Today we're going to be talking about all things conspiracy related.
Yes.
I hope you have been having a good day, and I hope your day is continuing to go well.
Yeah.
We're going to start first with the probably one of the biggest, most well-known cryptids, that of Bigfoot.
Yeah. So, Bigfoot originally was seen, like, around 1980-something?
No, it was actually seen all the way back in 1918.
That's what I said.
By a few miners.
Yeah.
Who
so anyway.
Upon a...
So, Bigfoot had been, like, seen almost everywhere, and many people...
since then. In fact, quite a few Native American legends tell of a Bigfoot-esque
yes.
creature that roams around in the west of California. Do you have anything you'd like to say about that?
Well, I think definitely it's a little odd, a little more creepy, I'd say.
Yes, that even the people who were here before have had encounters with
yes.
a creature.
Many people wonder if it's real or if it's fake.
Indeed, and that's one of the largest questions about cryptozoology. One of the larger ones is that if there is a creature, and there would have to be many of them, to support our population. In fact, many people would have been able to see them, but conspiracy time. What if the government is hiding the Bigfoot?
Yeah, many people have wondered about Bigfoot because a few years ago, well, a lot since, like, recently, we haven't seen a lot of Bigfoot sightings anymore, so that's why a lot of people are wondering.
Have Bigfoot gone extinct?
Yes,
have
indeed.
The government hidden them? Have people just gotten bored? We don't know.
Yes. So one of the next things we'll be talking about is
the conspiracy
yes.
of are we alone in the universe?
So many people wonder if we are. Now, the space is ever expanding. It's so there could be other life out there. Many people wonder, many people ask why I
believe that there are other aliens or other people that have visited this planet. In fact, before the first ever known sighting of confirmed sighting of an alien was in 1940. I cannot give you an exact date, though. I've forgotten when a pilot going over America went missing. Since then, many people have, in fact, reported that there have been flying saucers in the area, or is there an alien type of spacecraft? It's currently unknown if there were, as hoaxes were incredibly common back then, and they are now. However, with that massive sightings, it means that there's a likelihood that not every single one of them was faked.
Yes. So the next
therefore,
thing... Yes.
Either one of two things, there were just some random, unprovoked, unknown, perhaps weather balloons in the wrong spots,
yes.
perhaps a flight.
So the next thing,
or the aliens might be real.
So the next thing we'll be talking about is, are bananas sentient?
Yes, if you didn't know, this has been a popular conspiracy around the Caribbean and
yes.
Middle America.
And even some spots in India believe that bananas might be sentient. They cannot see, cannot smell, cannot think. Well, but they knew that they are alive and they can.
In fact... have you ever seen a banana dead?
Exactly. So, that is the question.
The large conspiracy is that, in fact, the Mexican government is holding certain types of bananas off from the
yes.
public to protect
now,
them.
Now, one of the biggest things why this question has arisen is some people have seen a sentient banana that has evolved to have arms, legs, and eyes. There was a video clip online where a mutated banana walks up to a guy's window, knocks on it. The guy's recording a gaming video. turns, sees it, and then it bolts down the street.
Another popular, well-known fact about bananas is that people seem to slip on them many times. However, how do the bananas get there? Do the bananas move themselves?
Yes, yes.
Or is it just coincidence?
All right. So, this is the part where we have a little break in the original podcast. And we want to say that we have another podcast where three of us, the only two of us here, three of us play games. So we play Polytopia. We will probably be playing a lot more mobile games. So go check that out. Yeah. All right.
Welcome back to the Conspiracy Podcast after that ad by our sponsor.
So many people do wonder and have seen the clip online. Are bananas sentient?
Now, some people in the comments have claimed that it is special effects and or a hoax.
But the fact that the video isn't titled anything. Originally, the guy is playing Call of Duty, but then he hears a knocking at his window. He brings the camera over and shows the banana, and then the banana runs away. Nobody knows. Many people have commented on the video saying it's all a hoax, it's just special effects, or a puppet, or some kind of thing, but...
However, at the same time, the lack of any other paranormal or conspiracy type of videos on his channel make me presume otherwise.
Yes. So on to the next question is...
Where could the living banana be?
Exactly.
We don't know exactly where it could be, as... the video was quote-unquote, with the video, which is under speculation, was in fact filmed in Umbridge, England.
Yes. So many people wonder if it's still wandering the streets of England, or what else it's doing. Alright, we're back from some technical difficulties.
Yes. Anyway, so then, however, there has been, in fact, a sighting of the living banana in Russia. The thing was taking place in 2017, in the middle of May. However, this one's incredibly under speculation,
yes.
As
so,
the color of the banana was a much greener tinge,
yes,
to it.
So there was a video from India where a man was going to buy some bananas, but just when he went to go pick them up, we hear a growling noise, apparently from the bananas.
I'm going to play that audio clip.
Disturbing.
Yes, very. The man was so frightened that, in fact, he drops the bag,
yes,
of bananas and runs down the street. However,
crying for his mama.
Yes, however, unfortunately, he was not able to get back to his car,
and
his camel was found 2 days later by
the
Indian police.
Nobody knows where he is. Many people have speculated, once again, it's just a hoax, but the thing that nobody can find him definitely leads us to think that it was real.
Now, the man, Marcus Simpson, was never found. In fact, there was no body nor skeleton. He was reported missing. However, since the reported sighting, which was on September 17th, 2018, no one has seen or heard anything from him.
So the next big question we were talking about is Ugandan Knuckles.
As we believe, he could be in the popular meme from 2018, was in fact and could be in league with the sentient banana.
Yes, but on to the next question is...
Does my mom love me?
That's true. Alright, so this is the end of the podcast. If you guys want to check out our other ones, there you go. Stay tuned.